Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews, chapter 11. We'll read verses 1 through 6 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in our church. Lord, this morning, the excitement on the property, the buildings and the classrooms were full. The church house was full, and the invitation, the altars were packed. Thank you for moving in our midst. And yet, God, we stand before you needy. We stand before you sinful. God, please be with our preacher, fill him with your power. May we receive from heaven tonight that which we need most tonight, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Tonight I'm going to take a couple of words from a verse, and I want us to be reminded of them. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The first two words in that verse just jump out at me. It says, "Now faith." Now faith. Notice, it's now faith. Not faith for later. Now faith. And I like it because it says, "Now faith is." Not faith was or faith will be, but is. You know, there are people in here, it's time for you to start living by faith. Yes. Say when, right now. You need to get you some now faith. In 1 Kings chapter 18, there's a very familiar story. It's familiar to most of us. Elijah is at a place called Mount Carmel. On Mount Carmel, there are the false prophets of Baal. There are 450 of them. And virtually, there is a showdown between God's prophet, Elijah, and these 450 false prophets. We're about to prove who has the true and living God as their God. And so, these 450 false prophets build them an altar of wood. They place their bullock on top of that altar. They begin to cry out to their false God, asking him to send fire from the sky to consume the sacrifice. But nothing happened. They tried and they tried again and they prayed. Of course, nothing was going to happen. They were not serving the right God. Elijah even mocks them a little bit. And he looks over at them as they're crying out to their God and accomplishing nothing. He said, "Well, maybe your God is out pursuing something and doesn't have time to send the fire down. Or maybe he's on a journey. Maybe your God's on vacation. And maybe even your God is asleep," as Elijah mocked them. Then the Bible says, after they realized they weren't going to get anywhere, Elijah said, "I'll take my altar and I'll put the bullock on here." He said, "And I'm going to pray to our God, Jehovah God, and I'm going to ask him to send fire from the sky." But Elijah said, "Let's make it a little more challenging." He said, "Let's take a barrel of water and we'll pour a barrel of water over that sacrifice. And then we'll pray and ask God to send fire from the sky." I'm sure all the false prophets said, "Oh my, a barrel of water. Water, but you want the sacrifice to be burnt up with fire?" Now, fire and water, they don't mix. Elijah said, "Well, let's do this. Let's try two barrels of water." They said, "Oh, boy, you're really making it hard." He said, "Let's just make it three barrels of water." "No, let's make it four." "Now, let's make it 12 barrels. So we're going to put 12 barrels of water on that sacrifice, and then I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God to send fire from the sky, and we'll figure out if this false god of Baal is the real God, or if Jehovah God is the real God. They poured the 12 barrels of water, and Elijah began to pray. Let me tell you something, folks. Right here now, Elijah's in a real predicament. He has a sacrifice. Everybody's watching. The altar has 12 barrels of water on it. He just mocked and made fun of the false prophets and their God's inability to send fire from the sky. And he is about to pray, and he's about to ask God to send fire from the sky to consume the sacrifice. I'm going to guess at this point, Elijah needed immediate faith. Elijah doesn't need faith tomorrow. Elijah needs faith today. Elijah can't say, well, I had faith yesterday. He needs what kind of faith? Now faith. He needs some now faith. God's got to do something now. And I believe there's some people in this room tonight. You need some now faith. You need some now faith. You don't need faith next year. You need it now. He said, I used to have some, but you don't have faith now. And you need now faith. Now what happened? He prayed. And the fire came from the sky, and it consumed the sacrifice. It consumed the water. It lapped up even the dust that was on the ground. Why? Because Elijah had now faith. Now faith. We know the story in the Bible of the man by the name of Gideon. Gideon would go to battle against these people called the Midianites. He would go to battle, and the Midianites, the Bible said there were so many of them, they couldn't even get them counted. Now, I know this. I know that Gideon had 32,000 soldiers helping him. But they couldn't even count the number of Midianites there were. That means probably, well, we know it had to be far, far more than 32,000, because he's able to count his 32,000. And Gideon is going to go to battle against the Midianites. And God says to Gideon before time to go to battle, he said, Gideon, I need to talk to you. You have too many soldiers. Now, folks, that's not normal talk when you're going to battle. Usually you don't have too many soldiers. And Gideon said, Lord, did I hear you right? I've got 32,000 soldiers. They have so many, we can't count them all. And you think I have too many. And God said, that's right, Gideon, you have too many. Gideon, you tell the fellas in your army that are a little fearful to go ahead and go home. Gideon stood up. He talked to his men, 32,000 of them. He said, men, I believe there's a half a dozen of you or so that are probably a little fearful, and you're going to want to go home. If you want to go home, God said, if you're a little fearful, you go ahead and go home. And you guys get in the taxi back here and slip out. You know what happened? 22,000 of his men got in that taxi. 22,000 men were fearful, packed their duds, and went home. Oh my, Gideon thought, oh goodness, what's going to happen? I had 32,000 and 22,000 of them left me. I've got 10,000 left. And Gideon said, okay, God, we'll try to pull this battle off with only 10,000. God said, you still have too many soldiers. What? What are you talking about, God? Too many? God said, yes. He said, you take your soldiers down to the river. Take all 10,000 of them down. Tell them, get them a drink of water. I want you to watch them. The soldiers that go down and they lean down like maybe a dog would and take their tongue and lap the water. The ones that drink their water that way, you're going to send them home. The soldiers that go down and dip their hands into the water and bring their hands like a cup up to their face, I want you to keep those. You say, why? I'm not real sure why. Maybe it is because he figured the ones that would put their hands in the water, bring the water up to their face, were the ones that were watching for the enemy. There was a wisdom about them. There was an insight about them. And Gideon said, all right, men, I'm going to let you go down and take a drink of water. I need all 10,000 of you to go down to the river and get you a drink of water. He watched. He had his fingers crossed. They went down to get a drink of water. Would you believe out of 10,000 men, 9,700 of them got on their knees and began to lap the water with their tongue. That left him only 300 soldiers. I think Gideon said, now, God, this doesn't make total sense to me. What's going on here? I've only got 300 soldiers left. And God said, okay, we're ready to go to battle. Gideon said, God, do you have any idea how many Midianites we've got to go up against? God was the only one that knew the number. God said, I sure do. And Gideon said, God, do you realize I only have 300 soldiers left? You sent 22,000 of them home to mama because they were afraid. You sent 9,700 of them home because they eat like pigs. Now I've only got these 300 fellas left. God, what are we going to do? God said, you're going to go to battle. At that very moment, Gideon needed faith, but he needed it now. Gideon needed faith, and he needed that faith right now. They did go to battle. Gideon did have victory. Why? Because he had faith. And Gideon didn't need tomorrow faith. Gideon didn't need yesterday faith. He needed faith right now. You think about the story of David and Goliath. David is a young man. He's about to go to the battlefield. He wasn't even going to the field of battle to go into battle. He was taking sack lunches down to his brothers. He was taking some of mama's homemade banana nut bread and some things down there for his brothers to eat. When he got to the battle site, David looked out, and here was this great big Goliath. And Goliath, I think, was almost 10 foot tall. And Goliath was making fun of God's army. And Goliath was making fun of God and of Israel. And David said, now somebody ought to shut that old boy up. Everybody else was afraid of him. Even the king, who is head and shoulders in height above everybody else, nobody would shut old Goliath up. And David said, somebody needs to shut this fella up. And the king said, what makes you think you can do it? And David said, well, one day a bear tried to get my dad's cattle or my dad's sheep, and I beat the snot out of a bear. And the king Saul said, David, what makes you think that you could beat Goliath? And he said, well, a lion tried to get some of my dad's flocks once, and I had to whip up on a lion. And the king said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my armor. I'll give you my sword. I'll give you my armor. And if you think you can go to battle with Goliath, I'm going to let you do it. David said, I can't wear that stuff. I'm a size small, and you're a size extra, extra, extra large, and it's not going to work. I can't even pick up your sword. It's so heavy. Your sword weighs more than I do. And the king said, well, David, how in the world do you think you're going to fight a 9-foot-9-inch tall Goliath? He said, well, I got this slingshot that my grandma gave me at Christmas time. I'll just take my slingshot out there. I'll get me up a couple good, nice rocks. I'll go out there and fight him that way. The king said, that doesn't sound like modern warfare. David said, well, it's not modern, but it'll work. When David stepped out on the battlefield, Goliath took a step toward David, and David took a step toward Goliath. Goliath took another step toward David, and David took another step toward Goliath. I'll promise it, that very moment, when he reached in, picked up a stone, put it in the sling, David needed some faith. David didn't need yesterday faith, and David didn't need tomorrow faith. You know what kind of faith David needed? Now. He needed faith right now. He needed God to do something right now. He took that old slingshot and got to whirling it around, let it whirl, hit the Goliath right between the eyes, and the great mammoth of Goliath fell down. David had the victory. David went out and whacked Goliath's head off, held it up in victory. Why? Because David had faith now. Now faith. He had now faith. Elijah, he needed now faith. And Gideon needed now faith. And David needed now faith. There's a story in the Bible about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, he was a preacher of righteousness. John the Baptist would have been getting in trouble all the time from the ministerial assassination in town, because he was the kind of guy that'd get up and preach it and irritate people. Can you imagine this John the Baptist guy? You look into some of his behavior, a little bit uncouth. And John the Baptist, he got to preaching, and a fellow by the name of Herod had been sleeping with his brother's wife. And would you believe that John the Baptist had the audacity to stand up in the pulpit and tell everybody about that? Oh boy, it got him in trouble. They arrested him. Next thing you know, this gal's daughter dances in front of Herod and gets him all wound up. And he says to her, boy, I'll give you anything, young lady, that you would like to have. What would you like to have? And the answer was, I'd like you to cut that Baptist preacher's head off. Now, I'll tell you something. That's pretty heavy-duty persecution. That's pretty big stuff. And I promise you, when John the Baptist was heading for the guillotine, and he was about to have his head severed for last Sunday morning sermon, he needed some faith at that moment. What kind of faith? Well, he didn't need yesterday's faith. And he didn't need tomorrow faith. You know what he needed? Now faith. Now faith. His head was going to get cut off. Why? Because of a sermon that he preached. Because of a sermon that he preached. And you think I'm tough when I preach. Let me tell you something, folks. We need some faith in our life, but we need it now. We need to live by faith now. I think of the story, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago in Sunday school class. You remember the story when Peter and the apostles were out on the boat and a storm came and Jesus came walking on the water to those apostles and there's a big old storm. Do you remember what Peter chose to do? Peter said, I think I'm going to step out of the boat. Jesus is out there walking on the water. I think I want to walk to Jesus. Now, Peter got up to the side of that boat. He told, and you know how Peter was. He was always spouting off about something. I don't doubt that Peter looked back to the other guys in the boat and the guy said, what are you doing, fool? What are you going to do? I think Peter probably said, if I'm going to walk on the water. Somebody said, oh, don't go doing something stupid again. Every time you turn around, you're trying to do something like this. What are you doing? He said, I am going to walk out. That is Jesus. And I'm going out there to Him. When Peter stepped up to the side of that boat, got ready to step off, I'll tell you something. He needed something. He needed faith. But he didn't need yesterday faith. And he didn't need tomorrow faith. He didn't need eventually faith. You know what he needed? Now faith. He took the first step and he had some now faith. He took another step and he had some now faith. Now his faith wavered, but I'll promise you, Peter that day, he didn't doubt God from that point on. He actually walked on the water, but it took faith at that moment. It was now faith. You know, see, all these men, they needed faith, but not just faith. Elijah needed now faith, and Gideon needed now faith, and David needed now faith, and John the Baptist needed now faith, and Peter to walk on the water needed now faith. Hey, I need faith, but not just faith. I need now faith. You need faith. But not just faith, you need now faith. I think Jesus lived by faith. Jesus needed faith, but he had to have now faith. Did you know that the Bible says in Romans 14:23, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin? Did you hear that? You are to be living by faith. You need faith right now. I looked in the Bible. I found many references to faith in the Bible. The Bible says in Romans 1:17 that we are to live by faith. It says in Matthew 6:30, it describes that sometimes we have little faith. It says in Matthew 18:10, there is such thing as great faith. The Bible tells us in Matthew 17:20 that there is faith, and if we would just have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we could remove a mountain. The Bible says in Matthew 21:21 that we're to have faith and not doubt. The Bible describes, and somebody said, look at their faith in Mark 2:5. It says in Mark 4:40 that somebody was described as having no faith. In Mark 10:52, it was more personal. It said, I have my faith or thy faith. In Mark 11:22, it tells us, have faith in God. In Luke chapter 8, verse 25, it mentions your faith. In Luke 17:5, it mentions our faith. In Luke 18:8, it said, can we find faith? In Acts 3:16, it talked about having a thorough faith. In Acts chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about the faith. It talks about being full of faith in Acts 6:5. In Acts 15:9, it says that things are to be done by faith. And then in Acts 14:9, someone had faith. And in Acts 16:5, it talks about being in the faith. It talks about in Romans 4:5, a man having faith. And then it talks about another faith or a false faith in 1 Corinthians 12:9. In Galatians 3:23, it talks about before faith. In Ephesians 4:5, it talks about one faith. It talks about in 1 Timothy 1:5, unfeigned faith. And then in Titus 1:4, it talks about common faith. But let me tell you something. All of those faiths and all of those descriptions, they're not going to help you tomorrow. They're not going to help you yesterday. Folks, you're to live by faith now. You're to live by faith now. Say, Brother Owens, there's coming a day when I think I'll start living by faith. Today's the day. Tonight's the night. This is it. We're to live by faith. The kind of faith we need, there in Titus 1:4, it talks about common faith. Folks, we don't need common faith. We need now faith. Now faith. The kind of faith is this now faith that it speaks of here in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is. That word is present tense. Now faith. Now faith. You know, look folks, we need now faith, not tomorrow faith. We need now faith, not next week faith. We need now faith, not next month faith. We need now faith, not next year faith. We need now faith. You say, Brother Owens, I'm going to need faith after I graduate. You're going to need faith every day that you go to school, and you need now faith. You know, I'm going to have faith someday. You don't need someday faith. You need now faith. You say, when I get into the ministry, I'm going to need faith. No, you need now faith. Eventually, I'm going to need faith. No, you need faith now. Well, when the situation demands it, I'm going to need faith. The situation demands it right now. Right now, have faith in God. Believe in God. Trust in God. Trust God's Word. Trust what God said. Trust God's promises. You say when? Right now. I don't know what your problem is tonight, but I know who the great problem solver is, and it's my God. Somebody say, well, I hope I muster up the faith. The faith is available. Trust God. Trust God now. Right now. Some of you, you're going to let some of your burdens, some of your heartaches, and some of your challenges draw out over the next many months or years. You know what you need to do? Get your faith in God right now. Right now. Tonight. Decide. I'll have faith in God. I'll have faith in God. So, Brother Owens, I'm a little scared about what goes on in America. Okay, be scared, but have faith in God. Have faith in God right now, right now, right now. If you're a new Christian in our church, you say, you know what, I hear about this faith stuff. One of these days, I want to live by faith. New Christians, start living by faith right now. Right now. Some of you children, some of you teenagers, you say, boy, I can't wait till I grow up and I graduate from high school and I'm an adult and I'm going to live by faith. Teenager, live by faith right now. Live by faith in God right now. The kind of faith we need is now faith. You need now faith. Some of us need to get busy for God now by faith. Some of us need to trust God now by faith. We need to pray now by faith. We need to believe God now by faith. We need to work hard for God now by faith. We need to win the lost by faith now. We need to let God see that we trust Him right now. We've got to get this now faith. It says now faith is. It's time to live by faith. It's time to run our homes by faith. It's time to make our decisions by faith in the Word of God. It's time to us, we ought to live our lives that way. Give your life to God by faith. When? Now. I believe there are people in this building. I think there are people in this building, you say, you know what, Brother Owens? I plan to give my life to God one of these days. I plan to, by faith, give my life to God one of these days. Now. Do it now. Now. Exercise that faith now in God. Let me just say, I'll make a quick point, and I'll be quick, I promise. But let me say, number one, someone needs now faith for your salvation. If you're, listen to this verse, 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, right now. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, do it now. Do it this night. You say, well, one of these days I'll put my faith in Christ. No, don't do it one of these days. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Many of you, you've been putting it off for a long time. Let now be the tomorrow of yesterday. If you're here tonight and you're not sure you're saved, and you say, I don't want to go to hell. I don't plan to go to hell. I plan to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. My recommendation is, you don't put it off another day. You get saved tonight. Make now the time of your salvation. Get saved now. And folks, as you and I are out soul winning, let's convince people to get saved now. Hell will be full of procrastinators. Hell will be full of people that were going to get saved on Sunday that died on Saturday night. That's get them saved now. If you're not saved, get saved now. Hey, that's one of the reasons why all our church services, we have altar calls and people get saved. Why? We believe in now salvation. Get it now. Good Jesus, save you now. Hey, get this thing all settled about heaven right now. Get it cared for. Get it over with. Put it behind you so you know you're on your way to heaven. So I think somebody needs some now faith in regard to your salvation. Number two, I think some of us need some now faith in regard to living our daily lives for Him. Living our daily lives. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says this: I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. We need to start living our lives daily for Him. By faith. Right now. Right now. You ought to start living every day with God in view. Every day. You hear me say this, and folks, maybe we don't find ourselves misunderstanding it like some. I could not tell you how many people will live, they attempt to live for God one day a week, Sunday, because they say that's the Lord's day. Let me explain something to you. All days are the Lord's day. Monday is the Lord's day, and Tuesday is the Lord's day, and Wednesday is the Lord's day, and Thursday is the Lord's day, and Friday is the Lord's day, and Saturday is the Lord's day. And there's some here you need to step up and stop just being a Sunday Christian and become a Monday Christian by faith, and a Tuesday Christian by faith right now. Start living for God now, every day of the week. It says here, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by my faith in the Son of God. We've got to live for God now. If you're not saved, now is the time to get saved. If you've not been living for God 7 days a week, now is the time to do it. Don't put it off. Don't wait. You're going to be amazed at how much you can mess up your life. You say, well, you know, things go pretty good on a Sunday when I'm living for the Lord. Let me tell you something. Things can go pretty good on Monday if you're living for the Lord too. And Tuesday if you're living for the Lord. And so I think we need now faith in regard to our salvation, and now faith in regard to living our lives daily for Him. Might I say this also? I think we need now faith concerning our obedience to the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to have faith in the Word of God. We need to obey the Bible. Look, some of us need to learn now to obey the Bible. We say, you know what? There's some parts of the Bible I plan to obey them someday. No, you ought to obey them now. So, you know, I'm going to get around to that. No, now. Now. You know, I'm gonna trust the Word of God. I have decided that by the end of the summer, I think I'll just start obeying the Bible. Don't wait till the end of the summer. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Obey the Bible now. Why? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Live by faith now. Put your trust in the Word of God now. Let the Bible become your guide now. Let the Bible make the decisions of your life right now. Right now. And some of you say, Brother Owens, I've been in the church for years. I mean, is it that commonplace? No, there are a lot of people that have not decided to obey the Bible. We ought to obey the Word of God now. You see, if you're not saved, now's the time to get saved. If you've not made the decision to live for God 7 days a week, you ought to make that decision right now. If you've not decided to let the Bible be your guide and be obedient to the Word of God in every aspect of your life, now's the time to do it. Quit putting it off. Quit procrastinating it. But not only that, I think somebody here tonight needs now faith for cleaning up your life. To clean up your life. John 15:3, it says, now are you clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. You need to go ahead and step out and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave my old life behind, and I'm going to start living for God. I'm going to be different. There's something's going to change about me. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. God wants you to change your life for Him now. Right now. I could not tell you how many people put it in their mind that they eventually plan to change some things that they already know are not right in their life. And you sincerely sit there and you say, I plan to get around to that. I plan to do that when it's convenient. Hey, right now is not a good time for me. Right now is a good time for God, though. Now's the time to change your life. Now's the time to get that sin out of your life. Now's the time to repent of your sin. And folks, you ought to be repenting of your sin. You ought not try to live in it and pacify yourself in it. Get that sin out of your life. We need an old-fashioned revival of people who have faith right now in the Word of God and repent of your sin because God told you not to live that way. Now, faith. Now, faith to what? Clean up our lives. To clean up our lives. Now faith. In regard to what? Obedience to the Bible and letting the Bible be our guide. Now faith. In living our lives 7 days a week with God's will in mind. Now faith if you're not saved. And not only that. I think somebody here tonight, you need some now faith to do some big task in your life. Or some big... There's something God wants you to do and you might need some now faith to do it. We need some people who will believe Philippians 4:13. The Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's some of you face some pretty tough things. You know what you need? Some now faith. Some now faith. I can do. There's not enough people that have can-do attitudes. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do. Can do. Can do. Can do. It almost irritates people when you start preaching like that. Hey, with God you can do what's right. Quit making up excuses. Quit making it so that you give your way, you give yourself excuses all the time as to why you're failing on God. You can do it. You can live right. You can give up that vice. You can do the right thing. Some of you need some now faith so you will have a can-do attitude about your life. Philippians 4:13, that's now, right now. I can do. You say, eventually I think I'll be able to do it. There's some of you need to stop saying eventually, get you some now faith and go do what God wants you to do. See, I think sometimes we say, well, I had some faith in the past and I'm going to get me some faith in the future. But folks, the past is gone. The future is not sure. The one thing you have is now, today, today, today. If today were the last day on the face of the earth, would you be pleased with what you accomplished today? We need faith today. We need to live today. We need to do what God wants today. We've got to have faith in God today. You don't have to be 70 years old to have faith in God. You can have it right now. You say, well, I'll get to it. You can have it right now. Have faith in God. We need people who will believe Luke 1:37 where it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Do you believe that God can do anything that God wants to do? Get you some now faith. Some big faith. Believe that we serve a miracle working God. Believe that God's hands are free and His arms are strong and His might is powerful. Believe God. Get some faith now. You say, well, faith, Brother Owen's like that. That kind of faith is for an Abraham. That kind of faith is for a Noah. That kind of faith is for an Apostle Paul. That kind of faith is for a Lee Robertson. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The faith that God's talking about in the Bible, it's for me and it's for you. The very same faith God has taught throughout the Bible is made available to you and I. And if we want to exercise our faith in God, we can. Get you some faith right now. Right now, step out and do what's right. Right now, change your life. Right now, decide to do what's right. Right now, take the step and do what's right and let God help you through it. Have faith in God. Some of you need some now faith in believing that God can meet your needs. Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, God supplied your needs in the past. Truth is, He's got your needs already supplied in the future because heaven's our future. You know where the big challenge is today? Just believing God today. Having faith in God's ability to supply our needs today. God will supply your emotional needs now if you put your faith in God and trust Him. Now, today. Well, you know what? I think I'll get myself all calmed down in the next year. How about today? How about some now faith for some emotional stability? You say, well, Brother Owens, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As soon as I can get a bunch of these bills paid off, I'm going to be faithful to God with my tithe and I'm going to be faithful to God in my giving. Can I tell you something? It might be wise for you to get you some now faith. Some now faith. Have faith in God right now. God is a God that supplies our needs and we've got to believe our God shall supply all our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, right now, we need to live by faith now. The years that I was in Bible college, I think one of the best things for me was the fact that we stayed very involved in our ministries. And we were producing people and getting them saved and caring about them and trying to change their lives. I watched some young men that were preacher boys going through college. They almost had this attitude. Well, when I get out in the real ministry, I'm going to have to get some faith. Listen, folks. When I was in training, you don't train on people. People are real people. I remember as a student in college realizing I needed faith when I was a freshman. I needed faith in God when I was a sophomore and a junior and a senior. And wherever you're at in life, you need some faith right now. Quit putting it off. You get you some faith in God and you say, I'm going to step out. I'm going to obey the Bible. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to live right. I'm going to make the hard decisions. I'll do what... Hey, no matter what it costs me, no matter what the challenge, I will have faith in God right now. Somebody tonight needs to decide that you're going to start living by faith. You're just going to start trusting the Bible. You're going to start trusting God's Word. You're going to start changing your life. You're going to start doing what you ought to do. You say, but I don't understand it. I'll do it by faith. Obey the Bible by faith. I love the verse. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is. We need now faith. Is present tense. Tonight. Let's live by faith. We'll take care of today. And then when tomorrow hits, you know what you're going to need tomorrow? Some now faith. Some now faith. You say, Brother, I used to have faith in God. Yeah, but you're used to faith. Doesn't work for now. You say, well, I want to get me some faith in God someday. Someday faith doesn't work. Yesterday's faith is gone. Someday's faith may never be needed. You need faith now. Let's have faith now, Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. Let's have faith now, bus captain. Let's have faith now, Sunday school teacher. Let's have faith now. Let's believe our God now. I am not going to live in this generation in the United States of America always hearing about how they used to have revival and how people used to have faith in God. I want it now. I want God to do something now. I don't want it. And I don't want to say, well, maybe one of these days God can do something. I want God to do something now. If you've discovered anything about me, whichever day we're having around here at the moment, that's a big one. So what's a big service? This is a big service. This is a big service. And when the next Wednesday night hits, that's a big service. Right now, this is the only one we have for sure. Live for God now. Do what God needs you to do now. Don't put it off. We're not careful. All the great works of God will be procrastinated. Let's have faith in God now. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I welcome you to the Savior. The men that are sitting on this platform will step off the platform and post themselves down front on the lower level at the end of each aisle. If you're not saved, you leave your seat, you walk toward the front, walk up to one of the men. We'll have someone take a Bible and show you how you can place your faith now in Jesus Christ and be saved. There's some of you, you have struggles, you have heartaches, you have needs, you have burdens. You need something from God now. And I want you by faith to get it now and claim it now and do what God wants you to do now. Somebody tonight needs some now faith. Who here tonight would say, preacher, in a special way, God has spoken to my heart about this faith in God now, right now. And you say, God's spoken to me. Will you raise your hand? Say, that's me. God's spoken to me in a special way. I need an extra dose of faith in God right now. I need it tonight. I need it tonight. Well, you might need to come to this old-fashioned altar in a minute and get on your knees and say, oh God, tonight I put my faith in you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. I'm stepping out, God. I want to do what you want me to do. I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Choir, sing a song of invitation if you need the altar tonight. You come. God, I'm exercising my faith now. I'm going to begin praying now and obeying the Bible now. I want to step out and do what's right now. I need faith tonight. I don't want tomorrow faith. I don't want yesterday faith. I need now faith. I know I have tonight. I know I have this day. Oh, I want faith. I want faith in God. God, calm me and help me to have faith. Now, faith. faith. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take the Bible and show you how to be born again. If you've been saved and never made it public, why don't you come and let us tell the congregation? If you have been saved and never baptized, you'd like to follow the Lord in believer's baptism, you can present yourself. Somebody here tonight, you've gotten away from God. You've lost your faith in God, lost your faith in your obedience to the Word of God. Maybe you need to come to this altar, get something straightened out. Maybe you need to rededicate your life. Who knows? What is it that God wants for you? What is it that God's been doing in your life that you need some faith now? Some now faith. Young preacher boy, don't wait until you're an old preacher boy to get some faith. Get it now! Get it now, bus captain. You say, next time we have a spring program, I'm going to really do some work for God by faith. Do it now. Do it now. Now, faith is present tense. Challenge do you face in your life? You waver because you balk at putting your faith in God. Get you some now faith. Through the song, please, choir. Some of you say, I'm afraid to go out soul winning. I'm a little fearful. It's time for you to exercise faith. Get some faith. God will take care of you. It'll be okay. I got to take a stand with somebody. Do it. It'll be okay. Have some now faith. Folks, I'm afraid in Christianity, we're so guilty of procrastination. So many opportunities in life bypass us because we hesitate, because we don't have faith in God. Have faith in God. He won't let you down. Get a dose of faith right now. God won't let you down. You can have a seat. If I call your name, it means you've been...